Backcountry hunters and anglers hold a get-together. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, I did a story on backcountry hunters and anglers, which is a very rapidly growing conservation organization. Then I find out that frequent visitor to the show, Josh Mills, attended one of their get-togethers.
Just came back from Backcountry Hunters and Anglers annual rendezvous, and this year it was in Boise. The rendezvous is a way that everybody gets together, goes to awesome seminars, listens to great speakers, tips a few back in the honor of public lands conservation and preservation. It was an epic 3 days, and I'm blown away by the life and the growth of that organization. A couple of years ago, they were 3,000 or 4,000 people strong. Last year, we were 10,000 folks and total registered. This year, they're over 20,000. Close to 1,500 people at rendezvous this year in Boise. Some of the culminating events were they had a beers, bands, and public lands beer fest on Friday night. There was probably another 2,000 or 3,000 people there from Boise and around the area that just came in for that event in downtown Boise. And then Saturday night was just one of the coolest things I've seen. It's called Outdoor Storytellers. I got to speak at it last year in Missoula, and I was one of the presenters. But this year, the field was way above my class, highlighted by the likes of Remy Warren, Steve Rinella, and my favorite was Yvon Chouinard, the founder of Patagonia, and seeing them bridging gaps and bringing in some of the people that we need to bring more people into public lands conservation and keeping public lands in public hands and having quote-unquote Patagonia crowd join the ranks of backcountry hunters in English is amazing.
And growing like wildfire. Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.